Hello, my friends. Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Simon Schmid, personal coach, master trainer, and speaker. Sounds all very serious. But with over 20 years experience, having been alongside hundreds of people's lives, helping them transform the way they see themselves, and ultimately achieving the life that they want to become available. So I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to share these tools and techniques that have helped my clients and that have helped me transform and overcome deep, deep traumas. However, we are never fully healed. Growth and healing is not linear. We get better, we relapse. We get better, we relapse. But all I know is improving one's self-care, making yourself emotionally accountable, things will shift in your life. And you can and will achieve the life that you want. So, I have to be honest with you. I have been avoiding episode 2 of my 25 episodes, which I've committed to doing this year, for a variety of reasons, but particularly with this podcast, because this podcast is a guided breathwork session, I find myself feeling resistance, not wanting to do it because I'm not a breathwork coach, I'm not certified, I haven't had any formal training, etc., etc. And because I know the power of the breath, which I'll come to in a little bit and how I know it's so powerful and how it impacted my own personal life. But I have been spending the morning on my enduro bike in the mountains by myself, solo, just riding and exploring, something I really haven't done much of in my riding career, having ridden bikes since the age of 8. But I find myself wanting to just be solo, doing something that I love so much, being outdoors, being on the enduro bike, and just being with myself. So I was heading down the Montague Pass and I thought, fuck it, stop. Do the podcast, pull over and just do it. Be honest, be authentic, be vulnerable and just do it. What's the worst that could happen? But what's actually come of it is where I've stopped coming down the pass and now facing the Otanequa Pass, I've stumbled across this massive quarry with this turquoise blue water, which looks like something out of a movie. It's just incredible. So it's meant to be. You have to do the podcast now, Si. You found a beautiful space, you took action, and you hit the record button. So here we go. But before we get into the breathwork session, I want to just share a little story with you. A few years ago, while living in London, I embarked on a very specific type of breathwork, which involved nasal breathing, stomach pumping, etc., etc. And the sole reason for me wanting to do that was to heal from some deep trauma. Trauma that ultimately at times makes me sabotage my own life. I struggle to celebrate good things that happen. I'm a little bit odd with birthdays. I'm a little bit weird with monumental, momentous occasions. And this is all stems from childhood trauma and dealing with many things. And I don't say this in a way that I want to shame myself or I'm looking for applause. I'm just being perfectly honest with you that we all have trauma. We've all had experiences. It makes us who we are. It is okay to have gone through something difficult and it's ultimately led you into being a certain way. It's how we judge ourselves at times that make us suffer. So on embarking on this specific type of breath work, I got the instructions wrong. I was meant to be going up 2 minutes every 2 weeks, and Simi Boy was going up 2 minutes every day for 2 weeks. This dyslexic mind saw things a little bit differently and got the instruction wrong. And ultimately what happened to me is I had a breakdown. I had a nervous breakdown where I lost my confidence. I was overwhelmed. I couldn't leave the house. I just had enough energy and focus for my clients. And slowly but surely, I gathered myself back into myself and I was okay. So I'm not a breathwork coach. I'm not certified. I haven't been formally trained, but I have a deep passion for exploring tools and techniques that can help me and can help my clients. So I want to make that official, that I'm not here professing to be a breathwork expert, but this specific guided breathwork has helped me tremendously the last 2 months, and I want to share it with you. It's helped 4 of my clients tremendously, and it's short, it's sharp, you can do it anywhere. I did it on a on my journey back from London to South Africa in the toilet. And when I came out of the toilet, there were two people that looked at me like, what are you doing in that toilet? But I couldn't really care because I've committed to doing this breath work for 90 days and I'd missed doing it because of travel, etc. So I did it and I had a little chuckle to myself. They must have thought that I was doing something else in that toilet. Anyway, it's good to laugh at your own jokes, isn't it? So, this guided breathwork session. Before we start, grab a pen and paper. And, you know, I think write this down that you can fall back on it from time to time. So, and it can guide you in how to do it correctly, that you don't have to keep listening to Simon and his silly jokes over and over again. And you can write it down. You can therefore take it from this podcast and then implement it into your daily routine. Right. We do 3 rounds. We inhale and we exhale through the mouth. Nice big circular movements with no pausing in between. Okay. So it's inhale through the mouth, exhale through the mouth. We are going to do that for 1 minute. Just before the minute's out, we breathe out all the air and we hold for 30 seconds. Then we inhale through the nose for 15. Then we breathe out. We do round 2 and we do round 3. However, we keep the same time for the inhale and the exhale, but we hold for a little bit longer. So we're going to hold for 45 seconds. Then inhale through the nose for 15. And then on the 3rd round, we will hold for 1 minute. Breathe in through the nose for 15. And those will be the 3 rounds. So let me just recap quickly. 3 rounds, 1 minute, breathing in through the mouth, out through the mouth. Hold for 30 seconds. All the air out, hold for 30 seconds. Breathe in through the nose for 15. Then back to a minute. Out, in, out, in. Then we hold with all the air out of us for 45 seconds. We breathe in for 15 seconds. And then the last round, we hold for 1 minute. We breathe in for 15. And then you are free from the session. Okay. So I think it's important that we do one together before you embark by yourself. So find yourself in a comfortable position. You can be seated, you can be lying down, wherever you feel most comfortable. Right, we're going to start in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Right, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Nice big movements through the mouth. In through the mouth, out through the mouth. In through the mouth, out through the mouth. No gaps between each breath. 20 seconds down. Remember, this requires a level of intensity. So nice big movements, like a wave, like a circle. Inhale, exhale. We've got 30 seconds to go, guys. Inhale, exhale. Seconds. Keep the shoulders relaxed. Open the chest. Close the chest. Open the chest. Close the chest. We've got 10 seconds. Right. Big inhale. Big exhale. And hold. Get comfortable. Keep the shoulders relaxed. You can keep your eyes open. You can keep your eyes closed. Whatever you prefer. We've got 15 seconds to go. Relax. Focus on bringing your heart rate down. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale through the nose. Hold. Keep holding. Keep squeezing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out. Wonderful. Round one done. Let's get stuck in to round two. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. In through the mouth. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Remember, nice big circular movements. This requires a level of intensity. So push yourself. Try and give it 5 to 10% more than our first round. We are 25 seconds down. You're doing brilliantly. In, out, in, out. We've got 30 seconds to go. Keep it up. Keep the shoulders relaxed. Expand that chest. Breathe out. Give a little bit more intensity for the last 15 seconds if you can. 10 seconds. Right. Here we go. Breathe in. Breathe out all the air. And hold. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Focus on bringing your heart rate down. Try and listen to your heart beating. You may feel your heart rate going up. You may feel your body temperature going up. You may even feel your hands tingling. This is good. It's very good. We've got 30 seconds to go. We've got 20 seconds to go. Relax. At any time, if it's too much for you, breathe out. And you can stop the clock and then restart again. We've got 10 seconds to go. Right, big inhale. Big exhale. And we hold. 45 second hold. Relax your shoulders. Listen to your heart beating. I'm sure you're feeling your fingers tingling. Also, wonderful. This is great. Body is coming alive. 30 seconds down. We've got 5 seconds. Here we go, guys. Deep inhale through the nose. 3, 2, 1. Inhale. And hold. Squeeze. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And breathe out. Wonderful. Round one done. Round two done. Here we go for round three. We're going to be starting in 5 seconds. You're doing amazing. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's start. Inhale through the mouth. Exhale through the mouth. Inhale through the mouth. Exhale through the mouth. Inhale. Exhale. Remember, try and give a little bit more intensity now in round 3. Good. Nice big movements. No gaps between each breath. Very, very important. 30 seconds to go. You got this. Try and give a little bit more intensity. 5% more. Take in more oxygen. Push out more oxygen. Wonderful, guys. Wonderful, wonderful work. 10 seconds to go now. Five, four, three, two, one. Breathe in. Breathe out. And hold for 1 minute. Remember, if you need to pause, you can. Relax your bodies. Relax. Ease into it. Observe your thoughts. Observe how your body's feeling. We've got 30 seconds to go, guys. Last 15. If you need to pause, that's okay. You can do so. We've got 15 seconds. We are so close. 10 seconds. Right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Inhale through the nose. And squeeze. And hold. Finish strong. Don't finish badly. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And breathe out. Good. Just relax. Let your breath go back to normal. Fantastic. Well done. Well, well done. So bring this into your daily practice. It's quick. You can do it anywhere. It's powerful. It helps you. It's so, so, so beneficial. For those of you who are struggling to get to the gym, struggling to go for that run, struggling to do the exercise, whatever it is, this is something you can bring into your life because it's so short and so powerful. But please, my friends, remember that breathwork is a power tool. And if you are wanting to explore more advanced techniques, employ a coach, go on a course. It is an amazing, amazing tool to help you heal, transform, and ultimately move away from something that has been holding you back. And that is by using the breath. So I want to thank you. I would love your feedback. Please feel free to DM me how this is working for you. If you have any questions, fire them away. You can contact me via the website, simonschmied.co. And let's connect. Let's chat. And I am so grateful to have just got over my shit and my resistance and the story that I was telling myself of why I couldn't do this, etc., etc. And now it's done. It's out in the universe, and hopefully it can help one person transform their life. But to finish off, my friends, I have a favor to ask. If you find this podcast at all beneficial or any of my previous episodes, please review them, share them, like them, support them, because it helps build the community. But as pathetic as it is with a bigger community and more likes, it helps me do more. It motivates me to do more. I know it's not a metrics to do something with likes and all that kind of stuff, but it does. It works. It motivates. It makes you feel good about the work that you're sharing. And yeah, it's been wonderful just jumping on this wonderful day, doing something I love so much. Look after yourselves, be safe, ramp up that self-care, be kind, be compassionate, and please remember, healing is not linear. You will relapse. That is part of transformation. Have a beautiful day, my friends. Lots of love.